There is a interesting question that can happen on Shabbat, that a person was saying the Birkat HaMazon, let's say during the night or during the morning Saudah, and he said V'tibnei Yerushalayim Yir HaKodesh Baruch Atah Hashem Bonei Yerushalayim Amen. At that point he has a safek. He has a safek if he said Retzeva Halitzenu or not. At this point over here, he wants to know, is he allowed to say the beracha that they were mitaken for the tzeva halitzenu? As Maran writes in Siman Kuf Pehed, he mentions this beracha, Hashem Natan Shabbatot to Israel, etc. Baruch Atah Hashem Mekadesh Shabbat. Can he say it? What's the two sides over here? Well, one side says that he is Mesupak. So he's Mesupak, maybe he did say it. So if he did say it, how can he say this beracha now? Ashenatan, he's saying a beracha misafek. Against that, the sevara is that, well, if he didn't say it, so therefore he cannot start berachat atov v'metiv. The berachat atov v'metiv is not allowed to say berachat atov v'metiv if he did not say the se v'halitzenu. Chama Vadya says that we add to the safek that there's a logic to say that probably he followed his normal practice, and his normal practice is not to say Letzeh va'alitzenu. So he says, with these two sevarot, of that probably followed his normal practice of not saying Letzeh va'alitzenu, and that he cannot start a tov ha'metiv misafek, so therefore with those two sevarot, he says he should say the beracha of Ashenatan Shabbatot, even if he has a safek, if he said Letzeh va'alitzenu. That's a chidush. He went back and forth on it, but this was his conclusion in Yabia Omer or Haim Siman Chafhet at the end of the Teshuvah. So Alakala Maase, a person that said Bonei Yerushalayim, and is Mesupak, at that point, he will say the Beracha of Asher Natan Shabbatot. I just want to refer you to an old daily halakha that we said that if you finish the entire Birkat HaMazon already, then Achav Bodya's opinion was, and he has a safek, he argued on the Mishnah Berurah and Kuf Chafchet and Kuf Pehet, and he said that he would not repeat the Birkat HaMazon. Over there he said that while you have a sevarah to say that he probably did not say because he followed his normal practice, but there's a sevarah against it to say what Yerushalmi calls Emat Shabbat Aleh, and therefore since he has Emat Shabbat, Mr. Mai did say it, and to tell the guy not to make another Birkat HaMazon for that, we're not going to tell him. Over here in our case it's a little different because you're telling him to start a Tov HaMetiv. So then we say to make a beracha on that sevarah, we're going to say you shouldn't until you fix the Tzeva Lissinu through a new beracha.